Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Monday, August the 6th, 2018. I'm back from a three-day weekend. No excuses from me. It's time for the Daily. Smash lovers, get ready for your Direct. A Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Direct has been scheduled for Wednesday, August the 8th at 10 a.m. Eastern. This announcement was given yesterday from the Nintendo VS Twitter account, which I would recommend you follow if you have Twitter. The tweet said that new game information would be revealed by game director Masahiro Sakurai. If you ask me, they'll probably take the time to talk single-player modes, online modes, possible new characters, and hopefully an online demo. It's gonna be great. Don't be late on 8-8, mate! And speaking of, EVO 2018 took place this past weekend. It's the largest fighting game tournament in the world that takes place annually in Las Vegas. Both Smash Melee and Smash Wii U had a large showing, over 1,300 participants in each game. TSM Leffen took a surprising first place over the Melee gods, while Lima took the top spot in Smash Wii U. You can guarantee to see Super Smash Bros. Ultimate take the stage next year. And on that fighting game note, don't forget about the Dragon Ball FighterZ open beta on the Switch starting on August the 9th. You can preload the beta right now on the eShop. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild has finally been placed on the Zelda timeline officially, but you might not be happy about how they went about it. In an article from Silicon Era, the game was placed on the very end, but not connected to any of the three timelines. It's separated, but still considered to be at the end. Japanese magazine Famitsu interviewed producer Eiji Aonuma and director Hidemaro Fujibayashi regarding the placement on the timeline. When asked which timeline it was part of, Fujibayashi stated, quote, "That's up to the player's imagination, isn't it?" Unquote. Sounds like a cop-out if you ask me, but within the interview, they explained further about how the timeline has changed often and can still be changed in the future. You can check out the article on SiliconEra.com. And Square Enix isn't wasting any time keeping the eyes of Nintendo fans on them. On their official Japanese Twitter account, they gave a public thanks for Octopath shipping over a million copies. But along with that, they stated to keep an eye out for Square Enix Business Division 11's upcoming game. The image posted shows a silhouette of the flying fairy from the cover of Bravely Default. Also, their Twitter account currently says Bravely, followed by five blank spaces. With all this, we can pretty much deduce that a new Bravely game is in the works. Could it be called Bravely Third? And will it be on the Switch? I'm sure we'll find out soon. And Niantic's working on pushing out a PvP battle system to Pokemon Go before the year is over. In an interview with Polish publication Gram, Niantic's head of product marketing, Ann Buitenmuller, stated that they are continuing to work on improvements and that they are aiming to have player versus player battles by the end of 2018. She also mentioned more Pokemon to be added but had no release date. If you haven't played recently, trading has been added along with weather conditions, special tasks, and the chance to obtain lucky Pokemon, which only needs half the amount of Stardust to be upgraded. I've been playing lately and just hit level 32. Yep, still a lot of grinding to do. And we recently got a few announcements. Let's go through them. Arc System Works brought a surprise to EVO, showing off a port of the original Guilty Gear on the Switch. No release date yet, but expect it soon. Frisbee toss and action sports game Windjammers is coming to the Switch sometime this year. A free online multiplayer update for Human Fall Flat will be out on August the 28th. A retail bundle of Steven Universe Save the Light and OKKO Let's Play Heroes will be coming to the Switch on October the 30th. And finally, Persona Q2 was announced from Atlus, called Persona Q2 New Cinema Labyrinth. It features characters from Persona 3, 4, and 5, and will be released on the Nintendo 3DS in Japan. No word of this game's coming to the States, but it's more proof that games continue to be made for the 3DS. And that's all for today. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to DP Is My Bae on Anchor. Thank you so much for the follow. And if anyone out there has any feedback for this podcast, just feel free to send me a voice message on the Anchor app, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, L-P-T-Y-G-E-R. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.